Today's New Testament reading is from the Epistle to the Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 18 through 39. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly, as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Tim Renstrom from St. Stephen's Lutheran Church in Bram, Minnesota.
Dear listeners, grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our lesson today, Paul speaks to us about the sufferings that we have in this world. He does not consider the sufferings of this present time worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. So what do we think of when we think of sufferings? Do we think of health? I think many of us probably first think of health sufferings when we think of suffering. We think either of our own struggles and our suffering with whatever health problems we have, or we think of our loved ones. We may even have loved ones, or we may ourselves be close to death and the sufferings that are associated with that. Or we may even think of the comparatively minor inconveniences of suffering with a cold and the 10 or 14 days that we must go through and the sniveling and all those things that go with that. When we think a little bit more, we think of the sufferings of persecution, those throughout the world who are persecuted because of their faith, and especially Christians who are suffering for their faith. But we can also think of those being persecuted in our own country, our own children and grandchildren, or maybe even ourselves as we attend schools and discover that our faith is not tolerated there. Prejudice is another one of the sufferings that we see around us, people prejudged and behaviors toward them because of different reasons that shouldn't be out there. Poverty is another source of suffering, people who don't have enough for daily needs, whether in this country or throughout the world. All of these and probably more are included in the sufferings that Paul is talking about there, but I think the narrow part that he's talking about there are the struggles and the sufferings of being a Christian, the struggles and the sufferings of with sin every day. Paul has just told us about his struggle with the evil that he doesn't want to do, that he finds that he keeps on doing, and the good that he wants to do, he finds he doesn't do. He's talked about the struggles with and the sufferings of the flesh, as the flesh leads him to being doing things that are evil and against God, versus wanting to follow the Spirit and the things that are pleasing to God. And then he points out that we're not alone, that all of creation has been struggling since the curse that man brought upon it through his sin. And then he gives us the answer. Jesus suffered for us. Jesus came, he left heaven, he came to earth. He struggled with sin, he suffered for us on the cross. He suffered not just from the nail holes and the crown of thorns and the whipping and the humiliation of being on the cross, but he suffered the very wrath of God for us to take upon himself our sins that we can have forgiveness and eternal life. And that's the promise, that's the result. We have God's forgiveness because Jesus suffered for us. We have eternal life because Jesus gives us forgiveness. And as we suffer in this world, Jesus also has sent us his Spirit to ask for things that we don't even know, that we don't even realize, that we even struggle to think of to ask for. And yet he asks them for us of God. Promises made. Promise made that God would provide the solution for sin. The promise kept in Christ Jesus. We deserve to die. There's no question about it. We are like sheep to be slaughtered. And yet we are more than conquerors, because nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, angels, rulers, death, life, things present, things to come, powers, height, depth, nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In his name, amen.
We thank Pastor Tim Renstrom from St. Stephen's Lutheran Church in Bram, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.